Looking for a job may not be easy, but some people hope to improve their chances by making themselves look younger. The Stanford Medical Center reports that about half of its cosmetic surgery patients from the last few years have been people who are looking to improve their image so that they can improve their lives. And joining us now is one of Stanford's patients, Maria, in California. She asked us not to use her last name. Welcome, Maria.
Hello.
What kind of work have you done in the past?
Mostly sales.
You're in the Silicon Valley area, so
absolutely.
It's tech stuff that you're working with.
Yeah.
You're unemployed right now?
About to be.
Your company is not in great shape.
The writing's on the wall, so it's a matter of going out and looking for another one.
So what have you decided to do about this?
In order to compete with a lot of the dot-comers, you've got to look and feel good.
This is an industry that has thrived on youth, isn't it? I mean, it's a lot of 22-year-old kids starting companies, or at least that's been the image of it anyway.
Yes, absolutely, and there are a lot of them here in the Valley.
And you're not a 22-year-old kid?
No. No, thank God. No.
Such a rude question, but how old are you exactly?
I'm in my late 30s.
Okay. You feel that you need to look younger in order to have a chance in the job interviews that you hope to have soon?
Absolutely.
What have you done?
I went to Stanford and I had my eyes basically refreshed. I look like I'm awake now. And now it's boosted my self-esteem. And so now I'm just sitting here looking for jobs like crazy. And before I wouldn't do it because I didn't want to see anybody.
You had bags under your eyes? Is that?
Yeah, and also on top. It kind of looked like I was very tired.
And you're telling me that when you began thinking about going out again to look for a job, you felt so bad about yourself, you didn't even want to face anybody in a job interview.
Right. Because to me, it wasn't even worth trying to go out and look for a job, because even if they did call me in for an interview, they would take a look, and then they'd probably have a 25-year-old and who looks fresh and ready to go versus me, who looks ready to go to bed.
How long had you been at this job?
I've been at this job now for 3 years.
Did you have trouble with your age the last time you were looking for a job?
Oh, no, not at all.
The change in the eyes, the refreshing the eyes, as you call it, was that the only plastic surgery you had?
No, actually, I had a little bit of work on my nose.
A little bit of work?
Uh-huh.
What sort of work?
taking the bump out and making it look a little bit more cosmetically pleasing.
You feel pretty confident that you need to look young in order to get a job. This is a young person's field.
Yes, you have to compete, and you have to look good. No one's going to want somebody that looks washed out and tired.
Did you ever hear of anybody who actually suffered from age discrimination?
You know what? You do see it. People who are older, in their 40s and 50s, to try and find a job over here, it's extremely hard. And I've seen it because the young kids get in and they bump them out. And it does happen, even though that's discrimination and they'll tell you that doesn't happen, it does happen. And if I was to be called to go in, I think my chances are a lot better just because I'm fired up and I'm ready to go. I feel like I can do anything, conquer anything. And people see that.
Maria recently underwent plastic surgery in the hopes that a new look will lead to a new job. We heard about her courtesy of the Knight Ridder News Service. Maria, thanks very much for taking the time.
Great. Thank you so much.